USA Radio News.
A few weeks ago, the United States pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today had some strong words for the Iranian regime.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness. Thanks to our colleagues at the Department of Treasury, sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming. Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. They were also providing money to Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning. These will indeed end up being the strongest sanctions in history when we are complete.
Today, President Trump attended the swearing-in ceremony for America's new director of the CIA, Gina Haspel. And tonight, President Trump is hosting a group of governors and will be discussing immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Motorists across the country are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices, and those who depend on others for hot meals are also being hit. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles.
Over the weekend, Starbucks came out and said they would allow anyone to use their restrooms whether they made a purchase or not. Well, this created some backlash, as you would expect from some of the normal customers, as their thoughts were that Starbucks would now turn into a possible homeless shelter. Now, Starbucks came out today and clarified their policy, saying that drug use and sleeping is unacceptable at Starbucks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The situation around Hawaii's erupting volcano continued to worsen over the weekend as lava crossed a highway on the southeast end of the Big Island and reached the ocean, where it created a whole other type of problem. The speed of the moving lava is what really has the National Guard on edge.
It tells you that this particular flow, very fast compared to the earlier lava flows that people might have seen on videos where it's kind of just crawling along, inching along. This is, as far as lava goes, this is pretty fast.
Men in France have to clean up their act when it comes to dealing with women or face new consequences, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Where are you, my little gumbo of chicken? Your French fried shrimp is sizzling for you.
And indeed it is. That's all, folks, for that type of behavior in France, where men now face fines of up to $885 for catcalling or making inappropriate comments to women. The fines can be issued on the spot. The French President Emmanuel Macron says the idea is to make sure women are not afraid to be outside on the streets of France. As to determining the difference between harassment and flirtation, the country's equality minister says women know very well the point where they start feeling intimidated or unsafe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.